This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Ears ahoy, calling all of unsound body and mind to the Paleface Parabola here. And may I say it before Tom Waits does? A inebriated good evening to you all.
Inebriated good evening to you all. Welcome to Raphael's Silver Cloud Lounge. Slip me a little crimson, Timson. Give me the lowdown, Brown. I was a scoop, Betty Poop. I'm on my way into town. Chris Everetta. I'd like to thank Duana for opening the program for us. I'm so goddamn horny, the crack of dawn better be careful around me. Yeah. I want to pull on your coat about something here tonight. Yeah. Little news I like to throw your direction. See, I used to know a girl. Yeah, and it was a hubba hubba and ding, ding, ding. I said, baby, you got everything. A week later, it was a hubba hubba and ding, ding, dong. Baby, it sure didn't last too long. I know things are tough all over. They ain't getting any better. But I was moved. Kind of scribble a little bit of a kind of an emotional weather forecast for you this evening. What I'm talking about is, well, you know, I've been playing in nightclubs and staying out all night long and coming home late and gone for 3 months, come back and everything in your refrigerator turns into a science project. You get designs on a waitress, you know. She got 3 or 4 kids. She's sorting out her checks and she's counting out her change. You say, hey, baby, heat me up a pair of claws on the radar range. Well, and then it gets real cold.
Well, I don't need a doctor. I don't need a pill. Any other treatment, baby, would hardly make me ill. I need my therapy. I need my therapy. I need my therapy. Oh, give it to me. Oh, give it to me. Oh, give it to me. I don't need a nurse. Anything they give me, babe, will hardly make me worse. I need my therapy. I need my therapy. I need my therapy. Oh, give it to me. Oh, give it to me. Oh, give it to me. Thank you. a chance. Swinging with my baby, doing a rock and roll dance. I need rock a therapy. I need rock a therapy. I need rock a therapy. Oh, give it to me. Oh, give it to me. Oh, give it to me. Well, it's rock, a rock, a rock, a therapy.
Let's hear it for the good guys.
What is it that put America in the forefront of the nuclear nations? And what is it that will make it possible to spend $20 billion of your money to put some clown on the moon? Well, it was good old American know-how, that's what. As provided by good old Americans like Dr. Werner von Braun. Gather round while I sing you of Werner von Braun, a man whose allegiance is ruled by expedience. Call him a Nazi, he won't even frown. A Nazi schmatzi, says Werner von Braun. Don't say that he's hypocritical. Say rather that he's apolitical. Once the rockets are up, who cares where they come down? That's not my department, says Werner von Braun. Some have harsh words for this man of renown, but some think our attitude should be one of gratitude, like the widows and cripples in old London town, who owe their large pensions to Werner von Braun. You too may be a big hero, once you've learned to count backwards to zero. In German or English, I know how to count down. And I'm learning Chinese, says Werner von Braun.
At the board of total darkness, and the lights divine, divine. Was who can let its shadow stretch and land on either side, either side? And balanced on the precipice, the moment must reveal, naked in the face of time, our race within the wheel. As we hang beneath the heavens and we hover over hell, our hearts become the instruments we learn to play so well, so
well. Thee the spirit that knows its own fight, stealth thee the hunter whose lance is on bright, blessed the traveler who journeys the length of the night. Inside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil, within our careful reasoning, we search to no avail. For the constant in the chaos, for the fulcrum in the void, following a destiny our steps cannot avoid. Across the vein of night, there cuts a path of searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight. At the board of total darkness, and the light's divine divide, a soul can let its shadow stretch and land on either side.
Wealthy the spirit that knows its own light, stealthy the hunter whose lens is on tight, blessed the traveler whose journey is the length of the light.
Thank you. source, spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force.
So we stare into the emptiness and fall beneath the weight, circling the nexus in a fever dance with fate. We'll be the spirit that knows its own plight, still be the hunter who slays his own plight, blessing the traveler who journeys the length of the light.
Wants to know that I love my baby, and my baby loves me. A short time ago, we went out together to a place called Far Out, Upper Limbo. The rhythm was there. Something special was in the air. I reached over and held my baby's hand. She gave me a little squeeze. I knew we were in the same key. Everything's beginning to swing in a quiet, cool, warm way. My baby didn't say anything. Just looked at me with that special look my baby has. I looked back with that special look I get. When my baby looks at me with that special look she gets, I couldn't help myself. It was love for sure. I picked my baby up, danced over to the stage, and I told the leader, "Leader, this is my baby." He just said, "Crazy." My baby gave him a special look, like she does. He could see my baby had eyes to swing. So he adjusted the mic and simply said in his complicated way, "Of course." And my baby's shy, so I gave it the first try. Waiter, 2 glasses of warm milk, please.
I want to live so my God can use me anywhere, Lord, all the time. Yes, I want to pray so God can use me anywhere, anytime. I want to walk so God can use me anywhere, Lord, all the time. Well, I want to walk so God can use me anywhere, all the time. I want to walk, talk so God can use me, yes, anywhere, Lord, all the time. Yes, I want to walk, though God can use me anywhere, oh yes, anytime. I want to pray so God can use me, oh, anywhere, all the time. So my God can any can use me anywhere, Lord, all the time. Yes, I want to walk. Yes, God can use me anywhere. Run, child. God can use you anywhere, all the time. I want to live, live, live. God can use me, yes, anywhere, all the time. Oh, yes, I want to live so my God can end it, Lord.
Have a new album on Westbound Records. It's something else. It's called
Free Your Mind. Free Your Mind.
Free Your Mind.
The kingdom of heaven is within.
Unusual, camp, today, and now. Funkadelic Soul. It's a new concept by the Funkadelic on Westbound Records. In stereo. You gotta dig it. Discover a new kind of soul. Free Your Mind. By Funkadelic. It's waiting for you now on Westbound Records. And it's available wherever records are sold.
Run in every which way, but I'm
peekaboo. We can't see you, but you can hear us. Those with ears to hear are listening to The Vibes as part of the Christian McBride and Inside Straight Ensemble, recorded live at the venerable Village Vanguard in New York City, December of 2014. Christian McBride, the Ron Carter of the modern age. That man is the bass player for Hire. And he answers the call. And his Instagram posts are pretty stellar. He's got a heck of a band on this one. Warren Wolf on The Vibes. Kind of like the Wolf from... The Wolf from Pulp Fiction, who guided Travolta and Sam Jackson around cleaning up brains and blood from the car where they shot the guy. What madness that movie is. What glorious madness that movie is. And what glorious jazz this is. Christian McBride, Inside Straight, with a track called Gang, Gang, from 2014. Preceding that, a whole mess of stuff. We can go home now, right? Give us a hall pass. More on that shortly. Steely Dan ended the first bracket of soundscapes with Blues Beach from an album released today, their last studio record that he and Walter did together, called Everything Must Go. And we were listening to this at my shop on Saturday, and I said to my friend, who's a stone-cold Steely Dan fan, in fact, he's one that insists they never made a bad song. I've listened to Steely Dan's catalog. I love them. They made some bad songs. That's not one of them, happily. In fact, I think that song should have been a massive summer hit when it was released. Blues Beach, Donald Fagen, talking Sand and Surf. Again, released today in 2003, the Funkadelic checked in, and I was telling the mystery man, I said, you know, I marvel at this, 1970 the year, a naked woman on the front and back cover, and the album title, Free Your Ass, Free Your Mind, and Your Ass Will Follow. I was like, how'd they get that past the record company? They did, and I'm glad. Advertisement for the album. One of these days, we'll play a track from that record, but not today. The Brooklyn Funk Essentials, with a semi-cover of Pharoah Sanders' The Creator Has a Master Plan, which was the highlight, to me, of Pharoah Sanders' career. These young people sought it out and crafted their own arrangement around it. I like it a lot. The album's called Cool and Steady and Easy. Decidedly not. They have fun. And it's fun for me. I don't know about for the whole family. That song, fairly G-rated. Ken Nordine. Humble apologies. Not that. Would help if I got my notes out here. Although I improv'd a lot in that set. As we do. Brother Willie Eason and his gospel guitar did the piece called I Want to Live. 1951 the year it came out. He used to play the House of God church circuit, chiefly around the area of Atlanta, Georgia, here in the United States. Took that from a 3-CD collection that came out in 2009 called Fire in My Bones. It was issued on the Tompkins Square label. The subtitle is Raw, Rare, and otherworldly African American gospel, 1944 to 2007. And we took that from Disc C, All God Power Store, is that subtitle. It's a fantastic set, even if you don't like gospel music. You'll like some of it after hearing this disc. If you run out and, well, you don't have to run out and stream it. But me being old school and a record shop owner for nearly 39 years now, I tend to say if you run out to your local store. It's not some liberal advertising, trust me. Our home base is in Hamilton, New Zealand. They're not running anywhere near Hackettstown, New Jersey. That would be a feat, though, wouldn't it? Ken Nordine before that, finally, from his first spoken word record, 1957 the year, and that piece, which I'll send out to both Grandma, my wife, and our granddaughter, Dahlia Pitogo. She loves that bit, my wife does, in the car. She's got her playlist on the phone, and that comes up frequently, and she turns it up every time after hearing it, probably about 500 already. And hopefully it'll have the same effect on our grandchild, since, well, she's going to hear it a lot, especially if she drives around in the car with us. Not bloody likely, considering, at least for the moment, Dahlia Pitogo is a resident of Everett, Washington, 15 miles north of Seattle. Dan Fogelberg, upping the yacht rock ante from the album The Forgotten Age, the double album set. Joni Mitchell sings the high harmonies on that track called Nexus. You are at the nexus of a 1 hour and 58 minute tour de farce and retrospect coming up after us. Episode number 732. I never had time for Dan Fogelberg in my reggae and rock and roll and punk days with New Wave, a dash of New Wave thrown in, and American roots. How much further do I need to say that Dan Fogelberg didn't really send me sideways until I got talked into going to see him live one night. He played at a place called Waterloo Village, about 10 miles from Hackettstown. And it was state run. And the owner, all of a sudden, started booking these fantastic artists at the tent in the village, including one golden night where Lyle Lovett and the Large Band was the opening act and Ricky Lee Jones was the headliner, and they were both incredible. Well, so was Dan Fogelberg, believe it or not. And I was like, all right, I'll go. There's nothing else going on tonight. That man came out with an acoustic guitar and he burned. He was great. Like, this is Dan Fogelberg? All those dippy songs on the radio, and this is, wow, he's good. And I've liked him ever since. That song, Nexus, that's another big hit on the playlist, on the phone, in the car, which begs the question, well, why am I taking up valuable airspace and playing songs on the radio for you that I groan every time I hear them come on her phone? Because she hasn't changed her playlist in a long time, so you get to hear the same 25 songs over and over again. But that one, like Lebowski, the dude can abide. Tom Lehrer in that set, I played the wrong piece, pertinent in this political world we live in, where the ceasefire is on, then it's off, then it's on, then it's off. Then Ukraine actually appears to be winning the war with Russia in the topsy-turvy world. Tom Lehrer sang that satire about Wernher von Braun, a German man who helped with the American rocket program here previous to John Glenn and the Gemini and then Apollo missions. Tom Lehrer, if you've never heard him before, that was one funny bastard. He came up with some great stuff. We decree it thus, Dwight Twilley Band. Dwight Twilley would have celebrated a birthday over the weekend. That first album, I'm on Fire, that got a lot of airplay in my house. It was fantastic. Well, that we took that version of England, which is on that record, came from a live album issued earlier this year, live at the Agora Ballroom in Cleveland, Ohio, back around the time where they were putting out The Lake, which was on fire at the time in the mid to late 70s. And they were on fire as well. Phil Seymour in the band, and I think a guy named Bill Hitchcock, not Alfred Hitchcock. Dwight Twilley Band. Country Joe and the Fish with the Good Guys, Bad Guys cheer. We'll send that one out to our team, who are all good guys, even if they're girls. Then there was the Johnny Burnett Trio, the greatest rockabilly band ever, I submit to you boldly and without fear of contradiction. Recorded on the 4th of July, 1956, which is 70 years ago, to the day. Well, it will be in a couple weeks. In Nashville, Tennessee, the trio plus Buddy Harmon on drums, adding essential gas and grease to the engine room. Man, what a band. Paul Burleson on guitar, Dorsey Burnett on bass, and Johnny Burnett on lead vocals, yelping, and rhythm guitar. I began the show with the emotional weather report intro by Tom Waits, as Ricardo from the Outer Limits frequency on our station used to say, he's a quote machine. And that's absolute truth. More on Ricardo at the next mic break. I bent your ear or ears or neither long enough. How about if we get back at it, we'll talk some talk at the next break. The inevitable and unstoppable weekly peer into the glass lightly of reggae music, this time produced by Alan Toussaint, one of the majestic songwriters, arrangers, and players from New Orleans. Well, the Mighty Diamonds got together with him for a wonderful record from 1977 called Ice on Fire, and we are going to play a track right now called Little Angel, and we'll send this one out to Nova Matthew, who I met for the first time yesterday. She's 3. She looks like her mom. She's really smart. And what a beautiful looking child.
There's a smile. Just like a little child. just like a little child. And I know that you love me too. Yeah, just like a little child.
Yam ta da di lam de ya di di dum ta di da di lam da di da. Yam ta da di lam de ya di di dum ta di da di lam.
Yam ta da di lam de ya di di dum ta di da di lam da di da. Yam ta da di lam de ya di di dum ta di da di lam. Te ya de ram da di lam. Te ya ram da di lam. Te da de ya de ram da di lam. Te ya da di da di lam. Te da de ya de ram da di lam. Te ya ram da di lam. Te da de ya de ram da di lam.
Yam ta da di lam de ya di di da.
Ta di da di lam da di da.
Yam ta da di lam de ya di di da.
Ta di da di lam.
Yam ta da di lam de ya di di da.
Ta di da di lam da di da.
Yam ta da di lam de ya di di da.
Ta di da di lam. Te ya de ram da di lam. Te ya ram da di lam. Te da de ya de ram da di lam. Te ya da di da di lam, te da de ya de ram da di lam. Te ya ram da di lam, te da de ya de ram da di lam. Te ya da di da di lam, te da de ram da di lam. Te da de ram da di lam, te da de ram da di lam. Te da de ram da di lam, te da de ram da di lam. Te da de ram da di lam, te da de ram da di lam. Tiddly-dum, dum-dum-dum-dum,
dum-dum-dum, 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 dum-dum-dum.
Yam ta da di lam de ya di di dum da di di dum da di da. Yam ta da di lam de ya di di dum da di di dum.
Te ya da di di dum de ya di di dum da di di dum da di dum. Te ya da di di dum de ya di di dum da di di dum da di dum.
Te da de dum da di dum. Te da de dum da di dum. Te da de dum da di dum.
I wanna make every woman I see. Do you know what's the matter with Before I go to sleep tonight,
I want something to dream about.
Honey, I'd like to hold you tight.
So I'll have something to dream about.
And that's not all I'd like to do.
I want something to dream about.
Honey, I want to kiss you too.
So I'll have something to dream about.
I want
something, something, something.
I want
something, something, something.
I want something to dream about tonight. I'm sick and tired of counting sheep from one to 92. A little bit of loving will make me sleep and dream sweet dreams of you. The time has come for us to part.
I want something to dream about.
Tell me your mind with all your heart.
So I'll have something to dream about.
I want
something, something, something.
Yes, I want something,
something, something.
I want something to dream about too. From 1 to 92, a little bit of love will make me sleep and dream sweet dreams of you. The time has come for us to part.
I want something to dream about.
Tell me your mind with all your heart.
So I'll have something to dream about.
I want
something, something, something.
I want
something, something, something.
I want something to dream about tonight.
Something, 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 something.
Yes, I want something to dream about tonight.
Lying in the sun and having fun.
trouble overtook me. Yeah. I'm bound to go down, down.
All right.
Lord, have mercy, please.
Oh, yeah. How come?
Please have mercy on me.
How come? How come?
Yeah. You know, if I've done somebody wrong, won't you have mercy if you please? Yeah.
frenzy of music and action.
Familiar with the Beastie Boys album, the In Sound from Way Out, which is a compilation of their instrumentals after they started showcasing their ability to actually play. And they have a track on there called Groove, and then they have a track called Homes, the first two tracks on the record. And it's like, oh, what's this all about? So my insatiable curiosity for music trivia, which barely does anybody any good, and me, well, some. If you want to excel at something, you gotta be hip deep in it, and I'm, well, the show could be sheep dip, but being hip deep in the history and the names of music, I find it more appealing as I slow down radically in life, movement-wise. And I like this track a lot, called This Here. Richard Groove Holmes. From a while ago, I forget how long, very helpful, right? Did I write it down? Maybe, maybe not. Nope. We move on. Happily, thankfully, my God, this guy ever shut up and just move on? All right. For the third stab at air quotes yacht rock, and I really love, I mentioned Steely Dan before, and neglected in conjunction with yacht rock, the term, and neglected to mention that some gefilte fish called Donald Fagen on the phone and asked him, so how do you feel about being lumped in with the whole yacht rock music genre? And Donald Fagen swore at the guy and hung up the phone. Hard to believe, because we're talking about Donald Fagen, right? Mr. Cynic. Well, in this case, Huey Lewis and the news. Have you heard the news? There's good Huey tonight. The album called Small World, it was released today in 1988. The track called Bobo Tempo, not one of Huey's bigger hits, nor was his record. I think this is their finest hour. I like this album a lot. There's lots of shifts and turns and incisive lyrics on it. Believe it or don't, Huey Lewis and the News. Released today in 1988, Small World. Then preceding that, a couple of lightweights. One named Riley Blues Boy King. The other, Ray Charles. On this album called Genius Loves Company. Ray Charles, no stranger to being labeled the genius tag, nor did he reject it. This was his last will and testament musically as he passed in the year 2004. Bunch of guest stars on this record, including Van Morrison, and Norah Jones and James Taylor. It's Yacht Rock Central here on the Pale Face Parabola this evening. Mamie Van Doren before that, inspired by something I read yesterday where she confessed to having a full-on sex fortnight with Che Guevara and said that stallion was magnificent. He was so taken with her that he wanted to make her his queen at their encampment hidden away in the jungles. And she deflected and then declared no, even though she wanted to get back and make more movies in Hollywood. One of those blonde bombshells like Tuesday Weld and Jane Mansfield and Marilyn Monroe in the late 50s and early 60s. Married to Bo Belinsky, the pitcher for the Los Angeles Angels in this time. And from the CD Ooba La Baby, which was a collection of things. This was lashed together by the Hoodoo label. And we heard Something to Dream About, which I would imagine Male of the Species did. With the well-endowed Mamie Van Doren. Proceeding at the Slim Gaylord Quartet from 1945, recorded for the Savoy label out of L.A., that branch. And the track called, how many times have I played this song and now I'm blanking the name of it? Laguna, yeah, that's it. In which the terms, bandmates in this, Bam Brown and Dodo Mamarosa. Slim didn't let any grass grow under his feet. He changed bandmates like socks. I love that song. Arini. Get a sing-along on the beach on that one, huh? I would. Come on now, you would too. It's infectious. Or infected, maybe. Took that from a 2-CD set, Savoy on Central Avenue, chronicling the years where artists of note, including Dexter Gordon and Johnny Otis, also recorded for that label. It's a wonderful collection. the odds. I don't know anything about this band, except I think that song was great. The song called Heterosexual Man, which we played in that set. And ladies, you might have misconstrued that song because it sounds like a Neanderthal on the prowl for getting panties around ankles. But if you listen close, you can hear that he says, unless they say no, at the end of one of the verses, and then has another disclaimer or demurement later on in the song. Fun beat to move along with. The Odds, Heterosexual Man from their Best Of. I didn't know that band rated a Best Of. I mean, it's like that's the one song I know by them. No information on where they're from. I seem to remember through the cobwebs of time that it was Canada, but I'll neither confirm nor deny I just said that. Levant Du Nord, inspired by the Mystery Man, who's time to shine, if there is such a thing, on this day. He turned me on to this band. I think they're tremendous. And I love that kind of British Isles, specifically Ireland, type of vocalese. I'm not going to try to pronounce the song. It's number 8 on the CD called 20 Printemps, which I'm taking to mean 20 greatest hits or 20 best of or something like that. Began the set with the Mighty Diamonds from Ice on Fire. If you can find it, it's worth it. Buy two. You'll love the first one so much, it'll disintegrate right in front of your ears someday. And the track called Little Angel, again sent out. Well, to Nova, Matthew, and my cousins, one of which is 75. She looked great yesterday. So did my other cousin, who's a couple miles behind her. And then my granddaughter and my daughter-in-law, who's a Filipino beauty. Had to check in later on. There was, an earthquake with a tsunami on Sunday. And the death toll isn't high so far, but one is too many. That's where we've been in the set. Let me tell you what I neglected to tell you. We just concluded part one of our Instruments of Segment Terror. Tonight, your ears. Tomorrow, the world. We're about to begin We Cheat the Hangman as prelude to part three, the Mystery Man's Midnight Magic Act of Music. That's our parabola here in our 1 hour and 58 minute tour de farce. We are live to hard drive at the Fifth Estate Studio A. Our Free FM feature album of the week. I can't believe that Phil Gray picked the new Paul McCartney album for the feature of the week, but I'm here to tell you, I've always had time for McCartney. I mean, yeah, he made some ringers in the 1980s. Make no mistake about it, unless you're a big fan of Ebony and Ivory. Well, you should be if you're a piano player, but other than that, that song is wretched. The Free FM album of the week, The Boys of Dungeon Lane, the new Paul McCartney record. I've heard it. It's really good. He can't sing anymore. Still really good. And he plays bass on a new Rolling Stones record, which will be out in a month, called Foreign Tongues. I think it's July 10th is the release date. Our team, our Express, is the big guy who got me to Studio A this evening and waits patiently, sometimes impatiently when the M&Ms wear off, for the end of the program, which is happening in about 35 minutes. Then there's 3D. She's clever at filling in when she needs to. And it's beyond help while I try and seek out my own chariot. Actually, I asked a friend of mine on Saturday. He's been a customer of mine at the record shop for years now. And I said, hey, if you got a car and you're not doing anything with it, strictly for transportation, I don't care if it's got three tires, just I need one desperately. So we're working on that. And no, he's not part of our radio team. But he's in radio and does a great show. Barbara and John next door, they allow us to land. Unlike who made 2001 Space Odyssey. What was the director? Stanley Kubrick. We don't have to land in the desert in Vegas to fake like we landed on the moon. We land here at Studio A. And Barbara and John allow us to stall out in their driveway till we're done. Much gratitude. Philby, our social media manager, along with being the host of Retrospect number 732, as noted before, coming up shortly. He's our music director and general manager here at Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, NZ, the North Island of New Zealand, our home away from home. It's 2 hours south of Auckland, and you can geophysically Google map it and hone right in on Free FM. Just don't break into the place, huh? We've already had a couple of those incidents. Mike Williams, one of our morning show hosts, again, whip smart personalities. He and Gary and Kate PK, they are terrific listens. New Zealand time, 7:30 to 9:30. The breakfast show's B. And all three of those people, and the other host may, we got to make some concessions to the other station that I work at, listening-wise, and some other things like news, maybe, in the morning. Well, by the time we get the breakfast show, it's 3:30 in the afternoon, Eastern time, to 5:30. But yeah, those are the three shows that I attempt to go out of my way to listen to among the bushel basket full of stellar programming here at Free FM throughout the week, including Oliver's Sonic Youth, Mike Williams on Mondays and Thursdays here on Free. And I should have mentioned this man previous to today, and I won't make that folly again. Ricardo used to be the co-host of the Outer Limits frequency on this station, and happily, this will be, I believe, his third or fourth go round at taking over for us on Wednesday, July 8th in the Free FM Music Zone, 10 p.m. to when it gets done, Oceanic time. I'm so happy Ricardo's back. The Outer Limits show was fantastic. I tried never to miss an episode. Those guys were harder rock than I usually go for, but their scripts were so funny, and they had an interesting mix where, similar to the best radio shows, the program was different every week. Ricardo's going to be back for us to pinch hit while we take a pretty badly needed week off, the week of July, right after July 4th here in the States. Wednesday, July 8th, Ricardo hosting the Pale Face Parabola. And then there's the Mystery Man playing hurt today. And it was not a slam dunk that we would be able to do the program, but he rallied at least to the point where he's going to play music for you later on, talk about what he's playing, and dance a happy jig once we get our ASSs out of here so he could rest. That's our team here at the Pale Face Parabola. All the news that gives you fit, sure. We'll do it real quick. Ireland is paying people $90,000 to start over again in the countryside, begin a new life. I read that yesterday and I thought, where do I sign? Newark, New Jersey, Delaney Hall, the siege continues there. Protests every day. And the protesters are right. ICE is already there, armed like they're the military. Do you need state cops there too? I think the answer is two letters. I'll spot you the O. We'll begin with, it begins with N. The Onion. Slipknot orders Don the Con to stop using their masks at his rallies. And there was a picture. And he was in a Slipknot mask. And it is like, is it past him? I believe it. Reasons to be cheerful in Vermont. Freewheeling. Now, if I lived there, this would solve my car issues. There's volunteers who drive people who don't drive or can't. Now we're talking. That's David Byrne's social media site. B-Y-R-N-E, you know, the guy who slaps his head in the movie Stop Making Sense. Disgusting. ICE got funded another $70 billion in this country. They already are the third largest force in the United States out of nowhere. And it's all because of the Pagliacci, who now hopefully his prophecy will come true. Apparently he's concerned that after the midterms there'll be enough Republican ire that they'll finally grow a pair and bounce him out, vote to impeach him. Perchance the dream, as Willie the Shake used to say. Oh yeah. And interesting how life can dovetail unintentionally. My cousin was telling me about our grandfather, who I never knew. My dad's dad. My dad wasn't proud of his father, and I found out why later on. And it wasn't anything like you might be thinking. But the guy, my grandfather was sick. He was a coal miner up in Pennsylvania, around the Oliphant area, right outside of Scranton. And my cousin was telling me, because she lived closer and is a little older and has a memory of him leaning forward in a chair and coughing uncontrollably from his days in the mines. First time I ever felt sorry for the guy. June 5th, 1965, the Rolling Stones released Satisfaction. Came to Keith Richards in a dream. And it changed the world. I remember delivering papers with our neighbors in their old station wagon. And that song would come on the radio. And he would literally, this guy was a fun guy. He was a pretty decent drinker, Irish guy, fitting the stereotype. And we were literally falling off the tailgate of the car because he would open it up for us to chuck the papers out. But Satisfaction would come on the radio when all was right with the world. A couple bumps and bruises later, a concussion maybe. Who cares? NRBQ, one of my favorites. The album Workshop is going to be released finally on CD in July. So it's a good month for me with the Stones and NRBQ. There's going to be bonus tracks on it. That's the album that's got RC Cola and a Moon Pie on it. And Get That Gasoline Blues, which was written before the gas shortage here in America in 1973. Robert Plant's first record that he ever bought on his own, Blue Angel by Roy Orbison. Or that would be Orbison. What a singer. And also, Robert Plant has a signed Gene Vincent album. Now, that's a holy grail, if you're into rockabilly, or not. About Keith Emerson, He was shy and introverted, but on stage, he was a monster. Finally, Pat Metheny, if you ask a musician to define soul, or you ask a neuroscientist to define consciousness, they really can't do it because it's subjective and different for each person, right? All the news that gives you fits, short form, because there's a few more songs I want to lay on you, including, it appears that CD player has kind of thrown a shoe a bit, so we got to go to CD 2, because that's the second time this didn't, I couldn't bend the player to my will. I'm Jumpin' JB. This is the Pale Face Parabola for this Wednesday night, June 10th, 2026, here in the postmodern world. I love this song so much that I'm going to play it, but I wish I had time to play a really drunken or high Tommy Smothers of the Smothers Brothers introducing Moby Grape. Someday, but not today. In the meantime, Skip Spence's finest moment, IMHO. This is the track inexplicably called Omaha.
Bye. Another night creature, strangest features, white faces, and painted eyes, tongue teasers, oh you young deceivers, night creatures, on your heels so high. Girlie Jane was lonely, she gave me such a fright. Well, all her jewels were phony, but they looked as nice as ice. Freezing the light behind the stair. Watchmen now, night creatures. Strangest features, white faces, and the painted eyes, tongue teasers. Ah, you young deceivers. Thank you.
London Symphony Orchestra with Satisfaction Aside, the greatest song Keith Richards ever wrote, Give Me Shelter, which sadly still applies to modern culture. I forget when this album came out, but I know it was a whole disc of the Symphony Orchestra doing Rolling Stone songs. It was pretty interesting, at least for the novelty of it all. We ended the show, our tour de force of mental hopscotch and musical gymnastics, with Bebop Deluxe from their first album as a band that didn't last long in that ensemble. 1974, the year Bill Nelson, the mainstay, still making music today. He floods Bandcamp on a monthly basis. And that aside, heard the spoken word piece called Night Creatures from Axe Victim, A-X-E, over his guitar, or after his guitar. Preceding that, I was wrong. First couple listens, I didn't like the new Black Crowes record. Put it on in the shop early on Saturday when I was there getting ready for the day. So, hey, this record kicks up some dust. It's really good. The album is called A Pound of Feathers. It's out on their own Silver Arrow label. The Robinsons have stopped trying to, well, they needed Give Me Shelter from each other. And now they get along. They have a whole new band. And I'm optimistic. I didn't like the last album, Happiness Bastards, but I like this one a lot. The Green Pajamas, Jeff Kelly's band from the West Coast of America. The new album is out. I've been a fan for a while. It's the first one I've bought in a while. It's called When Fever Let Me Dream on their own label. And the track called The Moonlight Down. New music from the Green PJs. I like that bass line in that piece a lot. The Gripweeds, the pride of Highland Park, New Jersey, musically. We go to church there as well, if you must know. The album's called Dig. It was out in 2021. It's a whole album of 1960s garage covers. And the track was Making Time, which originally was done by The Creation out of England. The Gripweeds, always working on new music. We'll let you know when we know. It started to set off with Moby Grape and Omaha, recorded live at the Monterey Pop Festival, which happened next week in rock and roll history. And there, I think they were the opening act because nobody knew who they were at the time. Their first studio record had just gotten released on June 6th. And on June 17th, they appeared and knocked the socks and shoes and sandals right off the bare feet of the listeners. That's our show, except for the Mystery Man's Midnight Magic Act. He has stumbled to the microphone to bring you the news on what we're about to hear to close out and grease the gears for Retrospect with Bill Gray. The band is called Trad Attack, and he's going to tell you something about them and why he's playing them. Take it away.
Well, I'm playing them because I don't think we've heard from Estonia on this show, have we?
Not to my recollection, but my recollection is only accurate at 69 years old.
So, Trad Attack are sort of a rock version of folk Estonian folk music. And the tune we're going to hear is called Kabbala. And the language sounds a lot like Finnish because it's one of the closest relatives of the Finnish language.
Well, frequent flyers to this show note that the Mystery Man always takes you on a trip free of charge to end the program, tonight being no exception. So with that, we say sláinte, steady nerves, good fortune, and go well, and keep your radios alive and on full warp overdrive for Retrospect number 732. Up next, Trad Attack now.
sul kui Mardi viisud Tartu linna liisud, keda kogu armastus ja roovi. Mari läsi kaks korda kukkerpalli, Jüri nägi seda ja habe läks halli. Hallikassi karvad, kirurunga varvad, sul kui Mardi viisud Tartu linna liisud, keda kogu armastus ja roovi.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.